That algorithm that creates a three-digit snapshot of your financial life, it has problems. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week and next on the show, we're looking at credit scores. Most people have multiple scores, each generated by an algorithm, which incorporates data about things like your payment histories and how often you try to open new accounts, collected primarily by the three big credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. But no system or algorithm is perfect, and problems in the algorithm can translate into financial roadblocks for borrowers. Marketplace Tech producer Daniel Shin explains.
Nearly a decade ago, Travis Ritchie needed to buy a new car while working as an actor in Los Angeles. But then he discovered something surprising about his credit profile.
My credit was awful because I had no credit.
Ritchie is in his 40s now, but when he was younger, he had thousands of dollars in credit card debt. He eventually paid it off and then decided to close all his accounts. That actually hurt his credit score.
It was a surprise because I thought, like, having no debt was probably a good thing.
Ritchie's situation reflects a problem about the credit score algorithm. It collects certain kinds of data, loans, regular credit card spending, mortgages, but prioritizing paying in cash or not having many credit accounts, that's not really accounted for in the algorithm. And that can damage a person's credit score, says Frederick Wary, director of the Dignity and Debt Network at Princeton.
They're just not making enough payments and enough lines of credit that are recognized by the credit scoring system.
Credit Bureau Experian estimates some 62 million Americans have a thin credit file, and it's more likely a lender will turn someone away with a thin credit file. Laura Blattner is a professor of finance at Stanford.
It's much harder to predict whether or not you're going to default if I have less information available about you.
She says that gap in data can disproportionately hurt certain groups like low-income adults and minorities, groups that have already faced economic disadvantages.
The challenge is that the credit report data that we have has many, many decades of past inequities baked into it.
A 2015 study from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found over 19 million adults had credit profiles that were considered to be unscorable. That was more common among low-income, Black, and Hispanic adults. In a working paper, Blattner and co-author Scott Nelson with the University of Chicago also suggests that even if there was an alternative credit score algorithm that could compensate for those past inequities, that model would still give an incorrect credit score for some borrowers, likely an unfairly lower credit score for a minority or low-income borrower, according to Blattner.
So a lot of what we're seeing in the differences in file thickness, which is the official term for this, is just reflecting past and ongoing disparities in our society.
Disparities that can influence who gets a better mortgage. Different reports show that borrowers of color have been targeted for unsustainable, higher-cost subprime mortgages. And if a borrower's mortgage terms are unsustainable and costly, they might be more likely to default. And that could be a negative hit on their credit. But a simple error in someone's credit profile can also cause problems. Like for Ethan Masser, who applied for a new credit card a few years ago but was rejected.
I always paid things on time. I didn't have a bunch of high interest debt. Getting kind of initial turndown on a simple credit card was a surprise.
The reason why he was rejected was because of a name change. Ethan is transgender, and he changed his former legal name back in 2013. But about a year later, he discovered that one of the three major credit bureaus still had Ethan's former name on his credit file, which meant Ethan's history of credit data for a short period didn't exist at that one bureau. That hurt his finances and ability to access new credit at a time when he was trying to pay off a mortgage.
It was a lot of penny pinching. It was a lot of, you know, staying up at night wondering if I had to get a second job, even though I knew that theoretically it shouldn't be so hard.
In 2021, more than 5,000 volunteers participated in a survey by the nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Reports, and 34% found at least one error on their credit reports. That can include paid-off debt listed as unpaid or incorrect names and birth dates. and those errors can lead to higher interest rates on auto loans or insurance. Macer was able to dispute and correct those errors, but for others like Travis Ritchie, who choose not to have any debt or don't have the right kind of debt, does that mean they're not creditworthy? Frederick Wherry of Princeton's Dignity and Debt Network thinks it's more complicated than that.
You're not going to realize that they have different ways of prioritizing how they engage in a credit system.
And an algorithm doesn't factor in all those nuances.
That was Marketplace's Daniel Shin. And now for some related links. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has some tips for how people with thin or even non-existent credit profiles can build up their credit, like by applying for a small loan at a credit union and paying it off on time. We'll link to those on our website, marketplacetech.org. And you can check your credit report for free once a week at each of the big three credit bureaus until the end of 2022. The Federal Trade Commission says this is an extension of a program launched shortly after the COVID-19 pandemic began. And if you do spot an error in your credit report, we'll link to a guide from the CFPB on how to dispute it. We also reached out to the Consumer Data Industry Association, a trade group that represents those three major credit bureaus. In a statement, which we'll have on our site as well, the group said the credit reporting industry is, quote, working diligently across the financial ecosystem to help ensure that data on consumer credit reports is accurate and comprehensive. We'll continue our series tomorrow with a look at how algorithmic bias can show up in credit scores and what can be done about it. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.